Facebook and Twitter censor Biden bombshells weeks after execs join his transition team. By Lucas Nolan on October 15, 2020. Following the publication of the New York Post's bombshell story about the Biden family's business dealings in Ukraine, Facebook and Twitter worked hard to suppress the story across their platforms. The censorship comes just weeks after executives from both firms joined the Biden transition team. Breitbart News recently reported on the New York Post's bombshell story that indicated that Joe Biden may have met with an advisor to the board of Burisma while he was vice president, arranged by his son Hunter, who was working as a lobbyist for the company at the time. Joe Biden has previously said, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." But the leaked emails allegedly show that Hunter introduced his father to a Burisma executive less than a year before Biden, acting as vice president, pressured the Ukrainian government into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. Shortly after the story broke, many found themselves having trouble sharing it across social media. This censorship comes just weeks after executives from both Facebook and Twitter joined the Biden transition team. Breitbart News reported in September that Twitter public policy director Carlos Monge left the social media company to join the transition team for Joe Biden. Monge's specific role on the team has not been made clear, and Biden's transition team reportedly declined to comment on the situation. Despite a specific role not being named, Monge will reportedly be serving as co-chair of Biden's Infrastructure Policy Committee and has already helped to host a fundraiser for Biden this week, according to an invitation sent to Politico. Monge has worked in the world of presidential transition politics in the past, previously serving as the director of agency review on the team that prepared for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's administration, which failed to take flight. Monge also worked on the Obama administration team's 2008 National Security Working Group, according to his LinkedIn profile. Monge also acted as deputy policy director during Obama's first run for office and subsequently served as a senior policy advisor and special assistant to the president on the Domestic Policy Council. Monge's final years in the administration were spent in the Transpiration Department before he departed for Twitter. In October, Breitbart News further reported that Biden's transition team had hired top Facebook executive Jessica Hertz to its general counsel to oversee ethical issues. The move reportedly came as the campaign struggles with Facebook to have posts by President Trump censored on the platform. This is the second big tech executive to join Biden's campaign. Hertz will reportedly be responsible for enforcement, oversight, and compliance of the ethics plan that Biden's team unveiled this week. New York Post op-ed editor Sourav Amari was one of the first to note that Twitter was blocking him from posting a link to the Biden-Ukraine story, claiming that the link was potentially harmful. The Post's business reporter, Noah Mansker, later claimed that the publication's official Twitter account was also locked after posting links to the story. In response to this, the House Committee on the Judiciary posted the story to their own official government website in the hopes of bypassing the blocking of the post's URL. But Twitter promptly censored an official government website with a warning instructing users that they should not click on the link, calling it potentially unsafe. It unblocked the site, saying it was marked unsafe in error after Breitbart Tech requested comment on the extreme measure. The House Judiciary responded to this by posting the link to the website of Representative Jim Jordan, R.O. Twitter later locked the account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany for sharing a link to the New York Post article. Social media giant Facebook also attempted to suppress the story. In a tweet, Andy Stone, who works for communications at Facebook and is a former Democrat staffer, stated that Facebook would be reducing the story's distribution until third-party fact-checkers had verified the report, a level of scrutiny not often applied to news stories on Facebook. Senator Josh Hawley, R.M.O., slammed Facebook's decision to quash the virality of the Post story, writing in his letter to Zuckerberg, "The seemingly selective nature of this public intervention suggests partiality on the part of Facebook. And your efforts to suppress the distribution of content revealing potentially unethical activity by a candidate for president raises several additional questions, to which I expect responses immediately." Breitbart Tech will continue to report on this story. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.